Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, hope that you can hear me fine. I would like to have some feedback from you guys that you can hear me. I'm sorry for what happened. I have connected to the helping, supporting staff here of Block Talk, and they tried to fix it. They made some arrangements here on settings of the show, and I was able to connect by via Skype. But I hope tomorrow everything will be back to normal. So anyway, thank you for coming again. Thank you, Heaven. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Walk. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Fire, I know that you are hearing. Anyway, today we should be talking about the church history, right? Some of you guys have already heard some prior shows that we've made about the history of the church, because lots of deceptions are only possible on these modern days because there is a big ignorance about the history of the church. There is a lot of false teachings about how the Bible came alive, how the canon was formed, who were the agents, who were the good guys and the bad guys. And with these shows we try to expose the real story of what we call Christianity. We have made already, I think, 3 shows prior to that one that we will be doing tomorrow, where we try to show you that what we have today in our modern days of church, it's not what Jesus tried to promote with his life, with his teachings. We still have lots of problems that the enemy, the fallen angels and the fallen spirits, they try to corrupt the message of the gospel, the message of what the apostles try to share with all the people on the earth. And we still have some problems today that comes from older times that were not fixed, even with the things that we were going to talk tomorrow with the Reformation. We tried to make a timeline on the other show, starting with the Pentecost, with the ascension of Jesus to heaven, and the prior first times, the first evangelists, the first missions of the apostles. Soon they were fighting all kind of infiltrations and persecutions. There was 2 big front lines. There was two front lines. They had to endure. First, there was a persecution from the traditional Jews that didn't want to the gospel to be known, to be spread, the testimony of a living and resurrected God that would bring the misery to, in the end, to the Jewish way of worshiping. And on the other hand, Satan has started to infiltrate with all kind of Gnostic teachings that came from old Babylon, that came from mystery schools, that came from even prior times than the floods, ancient paganism, that we try to show you that even today not only on the Catholic Church, but even today we have the same problems. We have same cults living with another cults that are the same purpose of faith, questioning the divinity of Jesus Christ, questioning the divinity of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And what we are going to talk tomorrow, it's something that will make us go further on understanding what we are living now. Because if you think that the Reformation had ended with the problems, it's wrong. Because even evangelic churches today, they have a lot of Gnosticism inside of them, brought by the Catholicism, but also lots of things, and especially all things connected with Mammon, with the love of money, are connected more to a fake Reformation that Protestants and Calvinists did than properly to the Catholic Church, because you will see that when the Reformation ended, of course they did a lot of things good. They removed the tyranny of men, of popes, but they didn't send us to the real foundation of the message of Jesus, which was himself. They just replaced the authority of the Pope to something that was not meant to be the center of the faith. And I mean the Bible, the scriptures. Of course, the Bible is the map, contains the story and the commandments of the real God, contains and explains the purpose. We can find the Word of God there. We can find the commandments of the Father first and then the Son. We can find what the Holy Spirit has proposed to the church when he guided the apostles on the first council of Jerusalem, when the controversy about the Gentiles came alive. The Holy Spirit intervened there and changed and simplified the faith in Christ. Of course, this is the Word of God. It's in the Bible. But the problem is that Luther, Martin Luther and Calvin, they were coming from the Catholicism. They were priests. And lots of things they learned there, they couldn't throw away in that time. And they brought to the Protestant Church and Calvinist Church and Presbyterian and Lutheran Church and all the church that came from the Reformation a lot of problems that they learned that were already deformations from the Catholicism. I'm talking about the temples, for instance. I'm talking about worshipping in temples, the idea of church as a building, you see? And because of these problems, they were unable to do the complete Reformation, even if they did a lot of Reformation. But what we have today, it's a remnant of this mixture of Calvinism, Protestantism, Catholicism traditions, even Gnostic ideas on evangelical and Pentecostal churches. So tomorrow we'll be dealing with this. I will tell you how Satan was able to replace the tithings, the Catholic tithings, through another forms of sustaining the temples of the Protestants and the Anglicans that were completely abominations. I will show you how the Lutherans, the Protestants, also did persecutions to groups that were defying their beliefs, were trying to get the real, the complete Reformation, like the Anabaptists that start saying that people should not baptize the children, they should grow first. Of course, the Anabaptists had a lot of problems also, but this was a real thing. And Lutheran, as a priest, he didn't understand this as well. He persecuted people also. So there was a time that we had the Inquisition on the Catholic Church, and we had the Protestant Inquisition, the reaction. So you will see that there is a lot of things that we must continue to remove from our understanding, because what has been passed to us on the evangelic traditions contains lots of problems. It's not according, completely according with the primitive church, with the primitive way of worshiping Christ. That's why we have the tithings back, because they are following the same steps as the Catholics did. Because they didn't throw away the Gnostics and the pagan, not the Gnostics, but the pagan ideas of buildings, temples. And for you to live the completely and pure spirituality that Jesus wants to offer to their children, we all must renew our minds, open our hearts for experiencing what the apostles had experienced. I'll be talking about how after the Second Council of Nicaea, 300 years later, around 1054 after Christ, there was a big schism on the church. The Orthodox and the Catholics have formally separated, because one of the big discussions was that the Eastern Church that were based on the modern Istanbul, Byzantine, Constantinople, with the Byzantine Empire, when the Roman Empire had divided, there was two branches of Catholicism, one Roman and one another Orthodox. And in 1054, there was a big schism there, because they didn't believe that the Holy Spirit comes from the Son. They just say that the Holy Spirit comes from the Father. And the Roman Catholic says that the Holy Spirit comes from the Father and the Son. So this is the way that Satan has made to divide a little bit more the Christianity. Of course, behind these theological discussions was the greed and the search for power to control others. But we will be talking this deeply tomorrow. I just want you to leave a good taste on your mouth for what we are dealing tomorrow, because we will deal with the Reformation. We will deal with the spiritual issues that we still have today on our congregations, that we have inherited from there, everybody that needs, that feels the need to go to a temple to achieve God, it's not completely free, did not realize the richness of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God, kingdom of Jesus Christ, can only be fully understandable when you understand that you became the temple of the living God. You became the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you can find Christ and the direction when you look for inside of you, alone, on your prayer closet, on your room, as Jesus said. Today what we have, it's a confrontation, a real confrontation to the authority of Jesus. As if Jesus was only an instrument for men share another gospel, where you pay, where you became like the Catholicism after Constantine, where you pay indulgence, where you became servants of men, dependable of other men, when Jesus said, only one is your master, when the, even the scripture says, you have the anointment inside of you, you don't need anyone to explain you, just ask him, because you are the temple. So, it's necessary for us, Jesus lovers, to be bold and say no. First, we need to understand the roots of the problems. Where are the cancer of the Gospels of these days? And once you understand the history, once you understand the spells that the enemy's army have polluted the preaching and the living of the gospel, or our personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, once we understand and possess this knowledge, we must ask God to give us the faith, the boldness to live not according what the man wants us to live, but according with the purpose that he created us. And it will not be me, it will not be some kind of prophet that will guide you to all the truth. It is the Holy Spirit that you must have, that will guide you in all the truth. And Jesus said, he will guide you, he will remember what I have said, not me, Jesus. This is Jesus' words. The Holy Spirit will not guide you to scriptures that doesn't fit the context of what you are looking. Because God is not a God of confusion. The Holy Spirit will guide you to the teachings of Christ, to what the Holy Spirit had produced after Christ's ascension. Not for some scripture that was produced for that some time, like Paul says in some of his epistles, I don't say this because God said to me, but because I think it's appropriate. So, it's not all the Bible that is the Word of God. There are some thinkings of men there, and it's very clear there. Well, Paul makes a distinction between what he thinks it's correct, because he thinks he has the Holy Spirit, and what God has revealed to him. So, as you can see, those that say they are following the Bible, that we all should follow the Bible and follow the authorities because it's in the Bible, the same guys, they don't do everything what is in the Bible because it's impossible. You cannot live on the Old Testament and the New Testament. Those that charge tithings, because they teach tithing, they say tithing is for now, they don't circumcise themselves. Their wives are preaching and prophesying on the church. They are not quiet. But if they were completely truth, they should follow the Bible as the Bible says. You see the problem here? They shot their own feet because they become hypocrite on their faith. Why? Because they didn't deprogram themselves from the spells that Satan wants you to believe, like follow the Bible, don't follow Christ. Everybody has more authority than Christ on these modern churches. The Bible has, so they can change the Bible. The pastors have, because they are ministers, they are anointed ones. So if they say something that is against what Jesus has taught, you must follow the pastors, or otherwise you will be a rebel, because God will take care of the pastors, not you. They can take care of you, but you cannot take care. But this was the teaching of Christ? Of course not. We are our brothers. Only one is our master. But if you confront them, you become Absalom. You become the rebel son. And you will be ostracized. Why? Because they are following not Christ. They are following another God. It starts with M. It ends with M. But it's the root of all evil. It was what has corrupted, as we have seen on the other shows, the simple faith, even from the first church fathers, when Constantine started paying salary to the clergy. And this is how Satan, when Christians get tired of being persecuted, got the allowance of the remnant. It's better to earn some money and close the eyes for all the bad things that are bringing inside through the primitive faith than to be killed on the arena. Let's close our eyes. And this was the root of all evil. In the first councils, the first eight councils, we have seen they were able to stop some of the major part of the attacks of the Gnostics, but when comes the big schism, that's when all goes down, and the Catholics, Roman Catholics, become clearly apostates. That we will see tomorrow. That's when they start producing things like the Inquisition, like worshipping Mary, pretending she's still virgin all time, pretending she has gone to heaven too, she didn't die. And lots of problems. Because the history of the Christianism, it's real sad. And that's a point that the Islams, the Muslims, they always attack us. So if you want to overcome these days that are coming now, you must separate yourself completely from this garbage that still remains on this fake gospel that doesn't save doesn't bring glory to Christ. Brings glory to the ministries, brings glory to singers, brings glory to the Bible. But which gospel is this that you can kill a human being in and excuse yourself with the Bible? Is this following Christ? Do you think it was only the Roman Inquisition that killed people in the name of God? No. The Protestant did. And we were born to Christ on these nests, on these dirty nests, that we must continue to clean ourselves, or otherwise you will be aligning yourself, your family, with the Antichrist. Because remember, there is a woman, a harlot, mounted on the beast, and she has a cup of wine that makes every nation drunk. You cannot be part of that harlot, because you will die with her. You cannot support that harlot that is riding on the beast. You cannot give your resources, your time to that harlot. And you don't need a church with image to understand she belongs to that harlot. You just need another gospel. You just need an authority that becomes greater than Christ in there. And you have a member of that harlot. And if you close your eyes to that, you will be judged as part of that harlot. So, brothers and sisters, I don't want to take your time. I'm going to Danny's show in 15 minutes, just going to end this experience, I can call this a show, with some music, and then if you want, we will meet there. So thank you for joining. Sorry for the problems. Hope tomorrow everything is okay. I hope that this conversation had opened your appetite. God bless you, brothers. Stay focused on Christ. Okay, I got a message here from our brother Farin Alter. He told me that Danish Cho has the same problem. I guess it's confirmed. So we will keep this show live because Block Talk Radio has given me extra an hour because we have lost almost the first hour. So, as we are not stealing anybody's audience, we will keep this. And I want to for you to know that a lot of people that are coming together with and enjoying our fellowship, they are identify themselves with a lot of things that we have been exposing here. Not because we like to expose people or bad works. I would be much more happy if I didn't have to do it, but because it's a requirement for these days to the real body of Christ fights and demolish the dark strongholds that are everywhere. So there are some brothers now that they are getting more boldness, more courage to fight on their trenches, on their front lines, on their congregations. There, we have brothers here that are confronting their authorities, the fake authorities of the fake preachers of the fake gospels of Christ that are everywhere and that are infiltrated almost in all evangelic groups called church. I mean almost all, not all, because thanks to God we still have faithful pastors that are not compromising the message. But I can say almost 1950% of this modern church are corrupt, have a corrupted message in their teachings. They don't really want to people to be completely free because they are afraid they will lose their way of lives they are used. So things like tithings, things like worshipping temples, depending on the temple, the authority of the Bible above the teachings of Christ. This is not an exception. This is almost a rule in modern Christianity. So we have people here that since they have hearing that there is a remnant awakening, fighting the tyranny of Mammon, they are fighting, they are confronting, they are being retaliated on these churches. But you know what? These persons are starting to live the real work of God now. They are being targeted by corrupted men, corrupted conscience, people that have acquired the knowledge, but they don't speak the truth. They don't want people to live the truth. They want to keep being the kings of these people. They don't want the real king to reign over them. And people like our brother Fire has been talking to me that he's being targeted. He's being ostracized, he and his family, but he's happy. He is happy because he's starting to feel the power of the Holy Spirit in his life as never before he felt. He is starting feeling how God loves him, how God has a purpose, a real purpose for him and his family. In fact, he was really tired of that fake life of Christian that must behave like and dress and think and speak like those that are higher than him on the pyramid rule, conceive, explain, force them, or otherwise they will be excommunicated. So when we start seeing people getting free from this spiritual bondage, and I look for numbers because I know that God will not bring more than just those that really want to be free from that systematic fake worship. I am looking for people that want to be free, want to worship God, want to share with us what God gives to them. There is an old Indian saying that I consider very, 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 with very wisdom. Some old chief used to say, and I found this on the net, do not follow me, because I may don't want to be followed by you. Do not make me follow you, because I may not want to follow you. But walk by my side, because if I fall, you can see me and help me to raise. And if you fall, I am able to see you and help you to raise. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference between following men or having people following us or walking side by side with people? We are more healthy when we just focus on Christ's teachings. Jesus died for everyone. In heaven, you will not have a title and you will not guide others' brother there. In heaven, we are all brothers. You want to know who will be the biggest one on heaven? It will be the ones who make themselves small here. This will be the great ones there. Those who have renounced to all dreams. Those who lived for Christ, not for churches, not for themselves, not for another person's worshiping them, but those that accepted the yoke of Christ, accept to follow Christ, even when they had to confront those they love, and they had to pay the price of the gospel of the kingdom, which is everything. It's not 10%. So a lot of people now are seeing that they spent all their lives trusting in people, building above what the man has taught them. I was one of them. And when we decide to left everything that we have built above the wrong foundation in the hands of God, and we tell him, Father, this is wrong, only you can fix this, it's yours. Now help me to build upon Christ. This I can't fix, but you can. It's yours, Father. Now, from this day now, I want to build upon Christ. And I remove from my life every obstacle. This is being chosen to the service of the King. This is not only being called. So, if you think it's too late for you, it's not. Even if you had only one time, one day to live with the Lord, serving the Lord in spirit, in truth, in freedom, it's not too late. You just give to the Lord everything, even if it's broken. If your marriage had fallen, if your bride has left away, and you still love her or love him, if your son is sick, if you lost your job, if your job makes you sin against the teachings of Christ, live. Deliver to the Lord and say, Father, I don't want, I can't take this burden. I just want your yoke. And God will accept this determination. This is the kingdom of God. Some people just know God when they are on the cross dying. My father, my human father, was a big figure here. He was a chief in the police. All men, lots of people almost worship him because he helped a lot of people in the times of the dictator here. He helped to build life, he helped to raise families, he helped to build business, because he was a facilitator of life. But because he didn't knew the Lord, and because he was pride, and he only accept Jesus in his deathbed, only four persons were on the funeral, when thousands, literally thousands of people know his name all around my country. This is the reward of the man. Do you still keeping looking for the rewards of men? I learned a lesson with the life of my father. But the rewards of God, man can touch. And you only can get the rewards of God when you do the work of God. So, if you think, oh, it's too late for me, no, it's not. That thief on the cross, probably he never read a scroll of Moses. Probably he never gave a tithing on his life. But Jesus received him because he recognized that he was the Lord, he was the Savior, he has a kingdom where he wants to be. And Jesus received him. Well, now let me ask you, are you on the cross? Are you so desperate like those thieves? I don't believe so. So, you were sent to a church that betrayed you. You were sent to a job that betrayed you. You were betrayed by the familiars. So you have hidden the bed. If you decide to be free in Christ, the next thing you will hit will be the good feet, the good meat, the good part, will be the rewards. Just keep walking side by side with your brothers and not with the fake brothers. Keep walking following Christ, not a collection of book without the mind of Christ there. Not some guy who is well dressed and very rich and says he is following Christ when he's just following a good way of living with your money. Or even worse, not following your own dreams, because your own dreams without Christ there will fail. Your enemy, my enemy, will not have mercy on you, will make you a loser in everything, because you will not be protected. So people that are now awakening, lives that are now starting being retaliated by the system, they are starting to confront, they are getting free, they are becoming free, they are not losing, they start getting from God now. And once they realize how good is the table of God, they will never, ever will be satisfied with the rest of the tables of the men. When I think myself, 3 or 4 years before, depending on a scheduled time to meet what God has to me for me on that day. Now, at this distance, I can only say I was so blind. I was a slave of other men's lives. They mark the time they want, and I was just following their times. I'm not saying that we cannot or should not have fellowship. Of course we should have. But if that becomes your north, your guide to know what God has for you on that day, you are falling from the grace. Because you are replacing something wonderful, much bigger, that God has conquered for you, and that is God in you. If you go to a place to know what God has to talk to you, you are the poorest creature on the universe, because you are losing, you are replacing the treasure of God. One God that wants to talk to you without restrictions. You know how I learned this? One day I was so sad, so despaired, and I was talking to a friend of mine who used to go to the same church I was going. And I was feeling the emptiness of someone that was, who was losing his own faith, even being on a church. And I was talking to my brother in Christ there. He was living in my house. We were talking. And I was saying to him, "Brother, I am so sad that I need God to talk to me now. Now. I need direction for my life. And I need at least that God talks to me now. I don't need God to talk to me tomorrow. I don't need in an hour. I need now. If God is the same God that I knew, He knows what I am feeling. I need that God talks to me now." Suddenly, his children, a young baby with 3 years, she enters in the room. She sits on the chest of her father, and from nothing starts singing an hymn, which says, "You are faithful, O God. You are so faithful." A child singing as an adult, a song that she never had seen before. She just heard on the church, spelling like an adult with 3 or 4 years. An angel sending me the answer: "Remember, my son, that I am faithful." Of course, that me and my friends start crying on the spot. And I said, "Got it. Thank you, Father." Sometimes we think that we must go to the church and cry and scream and clap our hands, and maybe God will talk to us there. Maybe if we kiss a lot the butt of the pastor, and God there. A simple God like Jesus, using simple things like a child to sing to us. One verse of a song that fill up instantly my heart of hope and joy. A miracle. That child singing and my heart being cured because God is faithful and he answer my call. This is church. Sorry, this is body of Christ, not church, not a circus. This is a living God on a living body. So, when you saying that your children have problems, I have seen really problems, people with problems being used by God in ways like this. I have talked to you. I have seen God using people with syndrome of Down, with gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just deliver all your problems in the hands of our Father. There are no better hands. Just confess, Father, I didn't knew very well. I thought I knew. I didn't ask you. I didn't look for you when I built my life. Only you is worthy, even of this that I have built. So take it. Do as your will. It's your Father. In Jesus' name. I can't fight this fight, but you can. And then you will feel the freedom to follow Christ and to walk happily side by side with your brothers. And this is the body of Christ. These are the simple things that I will take with me when God calls me. These are the things that I will be explaining to Him on my judgment. I will be remembering this night with you. I will be remember these shows. I will be remember that when you start fighting the good fight, we were together. We were helping each other. And we were not alone. Because he would say, I remember, son, I was there. I watched that night. Very good. You honored by speaking the truth, by sharing these precious gems that I gave you to your life. Enter in your kingdom that I prepared for you. I don't need to hear anything else. I just want to hear this. So maybe God had this purpose. Maybe God just wants you to hear this show on this way tonight. And church history will come tomorrow. Because he is a simple God. He is all powerful. He could be evil if you want. But he chose to be simple and good. And all the bad that God does because he knows how to do bad things. Nobody can teach God to do good or evil. He knows how to do bad things. All the bad things that God had produced to humankind, it's because they reap what they sow. There is no judgment on the Bible that are not preceded by bad works. And you can look from Genesis to Apocalypse. It's the same God reacting to the free will of man. Even Satan shows that was not enough to be the right arm of God, the inspector of souls, not an archangel, but the secret agent of God, which was formed, created to walk around his kingdom, his creation, to test the hearts. He was the second after Christ, but it was not enough to him. He didn't understand that he was so blessed by the trust that God had put on him. He didn't understand that he was the one who God gave him power to test the other creation. But he wants to feel how God. He wants the kind of freedom that a lot of fake servants of Christ believe they have now, deceiving the other ones, like he did with Adam and Eve. That temptation was not on the purpose of God. The tree on the garden was enough temptation for the creature. If they obey, they were blessed for all eternity. But Satan want to take the role of Adam. So by his own intention, he seducts, conquers the heart of the serpent, takes possession of her, and then takes possession of all the kingdom of Adam and Eve, including their being. Why? Because they didn't focus on God. They heard the servant of God. I don't want to hear servants of God anymore. I want to hear God talking to me. But for that, you must prove yourself faithful. You must give him everything. Even your Isaac, you must put on the altar. And you'll see how light will be your life. When you trust God on this way, and you just want to please Him, see His smile each day on your life. Brothers, God bless you all. Hope to see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be starting 1 hour later, around 6 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you all. Stay focused on Christ. Please do not be deceived by other voices. God bless you. See you tomorrow.